Okay, today's daf is Peah daf Samach Dalad. Peah Samach Dalad in Perak Kol Zayis, in the seventh Perak here, Maseches Peah, 7 out of 8 Prakim, the Shiurim are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we have been learning Maseches Peah, but as every daf, we try to analyze, go into the depths of the daf, and all of Shas topics come up along the way as we try to appreciate the words of Chazal here in the Masechta. So we continue with the top of Samach Dalam and Aleph, and we're talking about the Mishnah. The Mishnah on yesterday's daf, which had a machlokas between Bisham and Bishila about the status of Kerem Ravai. Right, one of the nafkaminas was about Peret and Olodos. That's why this discussion is here. Right, the Mishnah said, Kerem Ravai, we named the fourth year fruit. We're not discussing now whether it's Kerem Ravai or Neta Ravai. Machlokas Tanam, whether it only applies to the vine or it applies to other produce as well. But Beis Shammai says, Kerem Ravai does not have full Kedusha. And therefore, if there's no biur, meaning at the end of the Erev Pesach of the fourth and the seventh year, you don't have to say, you don't have to get it out of your house, because it doesn't have Kedusha. And, you know, no Chomesh. I have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. That's why it's a little tricky, as the Gemara said. I have to bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim, but if I redeem it, it's not like Hekdesh where I have to add on a Chomesh, so it's somewhere in the middle. Right? It's Ein Lo Chomesh, Ein Lo Biur, and it's Chulin enough that I have to give Peret and Ololos from it. Right? I have to give Matnes Aniyim from my Ravai. Right, so it's enough mine, like Chulin, to require that. And Beis Hillel argues, Beis Hillel says, no, it has Kedusha, and it is like Maaser Sheni, and it has Kedusha, and you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, and when you're potet, it's a Kodesh, and you have to add on a Chomesh, and you have to be Mevarit, and Aniyim have to, don't get any Peret and Olos, right? Kulo Lagat, Beis Hillel says, so it's a Machlokes, Pashus, Mikatze lakatze, right? Is it Kodesh? Is actually not Mikatze lakatze. Beis Shammai says it is a little bit Kadosh, but it's more noted as Chulin elements. And Beis Hillel says no. Beis Hillel holds like the Tana Rabbi Meir elsewhere that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa and Kerem Ravai is like Maaser Sheni and it is Mamon Gavoa. Yesterday we had the Shita of Rebbe who limited the Machlokas very much. Rebbe says that Beis Shammai is only talking about Kerem Ravai during the Shemitah year. During the Shemitah year. Why? Because during the Shemitah year, there is no Maaser Sheni. So Kerem Ravai is like Maaser Sheni. So just like there's no Maaser Sheni during the Shemitah year, there's no Kerem Ravai during the Shemitah year. Right? And then the Gemara said, so why should it have Kedusha at all? So the Gemara says, it's a little bit like Bikurim also. Bikurim, in terms of the words, Kodesh, it's a little bit like Maaser Sheni, and it's a little like Bikurim, and there's Bikurim in Shemitah. So that's why it's a little bit in the middle. So now we have a different pshat, Tani. Now we continue the Braisa. Reb Shimon Gamliel argues on Rebbe. So Rebbe very much limited Beis Shammai Shita in the Mishnah. It's only talking about Kerem Ravai during Shemitah. Says Reb Shimon Gamliel, come on, it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Tani, now the top of Samach Dalar Manalf. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Echad Shviyas Vechad Shashnei Shavua. Beis Shammai Omer Ein Lo Chomesh Ein Lo Biur. The Pashup Shad of the Mishnah. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Beis Shammai says, Kerem Ravai, whenever it comes out during the Shemitah cycle, there's no Chomesh if you redeem it, Ve'ein Lo Biur. Al Daite Dadein Tanya. So according to this Pshat of this Tana, Lo Lamdu Netar Ravai, Maaser Sheni Kol Iker. According to Beis Shammai, Ravai is not learned from Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni has Kedusha during the other years of Shemitah. And Maaser Sheni has Kedusha, and Neter Ravai does not have Kedusha. So now the Gemara goes through the same four lines that it did on the Amud Beis. Right? It's just that on Amud Beis, we discussed it with, well, it's not during Shemitah, you should have all these questions. But now we're saying, always. Right? If it's not compared to Maaser Sheni at all, to Me'ata Al Yilo Kedusha. So why does Beis Shammai say you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim? You don't have to redeem it with a Chomesh, but why do you have to bring it up at all? No, you'll learn it from itself, meaning from Bikurim. Kodesh Hilulim, Harehu, Kikodesh. Kodesh Hilulim, that's said by Ravai. It is like Kodesh, meaning Bikurim, Shakoran Alav is a hollow. Right? That this hollow related, you say a special, that maybe it's referred to the Mikra Bikurim, but that's, we're not getting into the hollow of Bikurim right now, but it's also compared to Bikurim. Vehem Mutter La'onein. So if it's not like Maaser Sheni, only Maaser Sheni is usher for an onein. The Pasuk says, Lo Viarti Ba'oni. So, why isn't it mutter la'onein? So, where it says, no, special din tni. Again, we add in words like we did yesterday. Kodesh hilulim, magishu asr la'onein. Special din that is asr don'onein. V'yechai bebiur. So, if it's compared to bikurim, So it should be chayiv in biur. Begins Reb Shimon, poter bebiur. No, he holds like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon machlokas tanoim in a Mishnah elsewhere, and in Bikurim. And Bikurim is not subject to biur. Last line, v'yiftabim mechubel lekarka, but if it is not compared to Maaser Sheni, so you should be able to be poter it even when it's attached to the ground. These same four lines came up yesterday. And again, there's no final answer to the question. So we end up with a kasha on Reb Shimon Gamliel, just like we ended up with a kasha on Rebbe, both of the pshatim. Again, what's the issue? What's the issue? The issue is that Beis Shammai seems to limit the Kedusha, but it still has some level of Kedusha as well, and that's why it's a little tricky, and the Gemara does not really have a clear-cut answer at the end of the day. A couple of points to talk about, and that is, let me put it on. Aninus comes up here. We haven't spoken about that. Let's just make one or two points about Aninus. Right? The Gemara says, Mutter la'onin, on a d'oraisa level, Aninus is ushered, an onin is ushered in Maaser Sheni. What we call an onin, somebody before burial. Really, the Talmudic terminology for that is meso muta lefanav. Right? That's the real terminology of the Seir of Soloveitchik was thought that that's what we should call it. We shouldn't call it aninus, but we should call it meso muta lefanav. That's the real din. Either way, the Gemara in Zvachim discusses that aninus is only the day of death and burial. As we know, there's a machlokas whether aninus laila after Yom Hamisa. Let's say somebody died on Monday and then burial's on Tuesday. So on Tuesday there's aninus derabanan. But what about the night in between? And in between, is that aninus d'oraisa or not? That's a machlokas in Zvachim daf Sadi Tes or so. But there's a fascinating machlokas, lamdus en lamaisa. Is an onain usur in all the things that an avel is usur? So we usually say that an onain up until kvura, and then after kvura, then you become an avel. So it's for sure true that regarding sitting on a chair and changing your shoes, that starts after kvura. But the question is, do we say all other Hilchas Avelos should start beforehand except for that? Or do we say, no, you're not a novel yet until then, and you know maybe there's a special din of meat and wine that shouldn't be had beforehand, but you're not really a novel yet. That's a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says clearly, a person is not an Avel until after Kvura. And during Aninus, there's no iser to all the things that are usser to an avel. The Rambam says in the second halacha of Hilchas Avel, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, after the Rambam says there's a mitzvah zaseh to be misavel, right? There's a mitzvah daraisa, right? We don't want to do this mitzvah ever. But there's a mitzvah, we have to react in the way mitzvah zaseh lehis avel ala krovim. The Rambam said, the Rambam Shita is, it's only one day, right? And it's only daraisa if it's death and burial. Shiv is durabanan. Moshe Rabbeinu created Shivas Yimei Avelus and Shivas Yimei Mishta. That's the Rambam's Lashon. We discussed that Rambam at length in past, and in the Torah of Yitzchak Shalacha, that's Halacha Aleph. But Halacha Beis. Me'emasa Yitzchayev Adam Ba'avel. When is a person Chayev an Avelus? Mishiyistam HaGolel. Right? When the Golel. What is the Golel? Either it means the cover of the coffin is put into the ground, maybe it means a grave marker on top, that's a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, but something to do with the burial. Aval kol zman shelo nikbar hameis, but as long as the mace, a person hasn't been buried, Eino aser bedavar ben advarim shavel aser bahen. There's no isuri avelus, says the Rambam, before burial. Umipnei tamze, and that's why David HaMelech washed himself, right? When his son died, v'sakish jemesa yelad kodim sheikaver. He washed himself because the isuri avelus do not take hold yet. That is the shita of the Rambam. An onain is not aser in isuri avelus. The Ramban argues. The Ramban in Tarasa Adam and in his Chiddush Moed Katan argues. He says, no, what are you talking about? An onain is aser in avelus already. Right? Why shouldn't it be? An onain is maybe extra. An onain is extra. So how do you explain the shita of the Rambam? That's what the Achronim try to work out. The Ramban, it makes sense. You know, you're usher. There are certain things that you can't do also, but you're usher already. The Ramban says the onin be emes chayev. One second. The Ramban asks. I'm reading this from the Ramban and Tarasa Adam, and this is all quoted, the Emek Bracha, in his first piece in Avelos. I'm going to say the Emek Bracha in a minute, so I'm just reading the Ramban from the Emek Bracha. The Kivan, the Afinan Avelos, me aninus, im kein lami, nam schaib Avelos, af kodem kvura, teke mishas bisaso, af shem esmu tolofanav, shu ikir aninus, fi ikir miraso shal Adam. So, why do you have to change your shoes? Right away. Why do you wait to change your shoes until after kvura? Why are there certain Dine Avelos that don't start till later? The Ramban says, most of the NFL should. Washing. Why did David wash himself? Because he was sweaty. It wasn't because he was doing it for enjoyment. But says the Ramban, but why do you delay some? So the Ramban answers, because really, in Onein is Chayiv and all Devrei Avelos, except for Ni'ilas HaSadol and Kfiyas HaMita and Nativas HaRosh, because doing those would not allow him to be involved properly in the Asik of the Mace. That's why. Right? If you're not wearing shoes, you can't bury the dead properly. That's why that detail only goes later. Avelos Shel Torah Eino Ela Idunin V'Simcha Kegon Rechitza, Sicha, Tashmash HaMita, Tfilin, Shem Pe'er, Techboses, Tisporas, V'chulu, avonidas adam v'tash v'kfiyas amita, that might not be daraisa. That might be darabanan, and therefore we delay it. And why did David Melech wash? Kedei lahaver es hazuama. V'chulu. So what about the Rambam, though? What about the Rambam? Why isn't an oni m'chui v'dini avelus? Says that the Emek Bracha and other achronim. A very sharp thought. Really, an oni is chayiv and all dini avelus. But guess what? An oni is pater from all mitzvahs, including mitzvahs avelus. So if an oni is pater from all mitzvahs, he doesn't do all the mitzvahs of avelus, even because he's pater from all mitzvahs. So it's kind of circular, but really he should be. He is an avel. He is an avel, but the pturim are not. Tekiva de oni pater mikol mitzvos. Hari muto alav kavro. Hari torah tirda the mitzvah upater mikol mitzvos. Also for mitzvahs avelus. Fine, but they have to just add in. But there are some isurei avelus, not mitzvahs avelus. Fine, an oni is pater from all mitzvahs, but losases he can't do. An oni can't eat not kosher. He can't be mechal Shabbos. Right, so aren't there isuri avelus? One is not allowed to eat, drink wine, and eat, and one is not allowed to wine and meat are okay for another. One is not allowed to wash. One is not allowed to shave. One is not. So aren't those isurim? So the chiddush, the Emek Bracha says, no, those isuri avelus flow from the mitzvah of avelus. Beikaron, there's a mitzvah of avelus. The mitzvah of avelus creates isurim. To call Yisurim shel Avelos einon ela mikoach ha-mitzvah saseh shel Avelos, sh'ram ye'aleh lehis abel. V'kimen sh'onei niftar mi'a-mitzvah saseh shel Avelos, once the aseh is gone, then batlu kol ha-yisurim. Batlu kol ha-yisurim. So that's the chiddush of the Emek Bracha, and the Devar Yecheskel also says it, but that's the chiddush. So really, even according to the Rambam, he's an Avel. He's an Avel, but he's just not chayiv in any mitzvah Avelos, because he's pater from kol ha-mitzvahs, because he's also in Onein. Okay, and the Din Daraisa is Maaser Sheni, as our Gemara was just referring to. Okay, let's continue. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Reb Zeira, middle of the first wide line. Reb Zeira, boy kumi Reb Yevo. Reb Zeira, kitzen in front of Reb Yevo. So what we just said, both according to Rebbe and according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, right, two pshatim of Beis Shammai, both of them limit how much Karam Revai has Kedusha. It has Kedusha based on Bikurim, but it's not fully like Maaser Sheni, maybe only during Shemitah, maybe not, that was the Machlokas. So Gemara says, Minayin Shu Ta'un, we're going to switch the Girsa, Chilul. How do you know that it requires, or one is allowed to do Chilul? What's Chilul? Switching the Kedusha from the fruit onto money. What does that mean? Explains Rav Chaim Pinievsky. I understand that there's inherent Kedusha based on the connection to Bikurim. But who says that you're able to switch the Kedusha onto money? By Maaser Sheni, you have a special din, special chilul. You'll learn that. But how do you know by Ravai? Says the Rechayevsky, Ula el yalav tis be Kedusha, midehukash le bikurim, mikomakom lo yadinan de mahani be chilul. How do you know? Chilul works. Ve'adayin sarachian. Maybe you don't know chilul. Maybe it's kadosh and you have to bring those fruit. Answers the Gemara, Kodesh Hilulim, Kodesh Hilulim. We know Hey and Ches sometimes switch. So it's called Kodesh Hilulim of praise, but we could read it as Hilulim from the word Lechalel, to deconsecrate, to make the money Kodesh and not the money. And the Gemara adds on, Lo Mismanin Rabbanan Bein Hey Leches. The rabbis didn't withhold themselves from switching around the Hey and the Cheses. Right? The rabbis didn't withhold themselves from that. Oh, so let's talk about this for a moment. So first of all, even if one never opened up a Yerushalmi in Peah, but one always looked up all the Gilyon Hashasis that Rabbi Kiva Yeager quotes on the Bavli, they would have seen this Gemara. Why? Because in Brachas Daf Lamed Hey, Ketzen Mavarchin. Right, Ketzen Mavarchin, the first Daf, remember the first Amud in the sixth Perek, the Gemara is trying to figure out a source for Birchas HaNehanin. included in the Shach Levitarya. The maskan is that it's a svara, asalanos below bracha. But it, along the way, it discusses kerem revai, kodesh hilulim, kodesh, and the Gemara says, oh, kodesh hilulim, that's a source for a bracha. No, that's about chilul, not hilul, right? So that switches. So that's hilul and chilul. So the Gemara there has this type of switch. If you look in the Rashba on that Gemara, brachas lamed hey, the first Rashba in the sixth parak, you know what the Rashba says? Pirish. Or the Gemara there says, Chad Amar Rachmana Chilul Achlei L'Kedusha Seva Hadar Achlei. It says, Chilul, but it really means Chilul to be Mechalalit. The Rashba says, Pirish. Lo Shenachlif Esa Osios V'Nasa Chilulim Kemo Chilulim. The Rashba says, don't just think you can switch the letters. Ela Pirusha Ba'alma. No, the Gemara thinks that the word Chilul means Chilul Shel Chilul. Mean food that you praise, it means food that you could praise by eating it here and switching the money on Kedusha. But you're not switching the letters. So in the footnotes, it points out that it's before she gets our Gemara. Our Gemara says, the Farish, we do switch the letters. We do switch the letters. Rabbi Kiva Eger, the first Rabbi Kiva Eger right there. Yerushalmi Perek Zayin, he doesn't quote the Rashba. He doesn't quote the Rashba, he just quotes the Yerushalmi. I don't know if he had the Rashba. I'm stumming, he had the Rashba on Brachot, I don't know. But the Gemara says, Yerushalmi Perek Zayin Depeya, Amrina Nahach Drasha Dahacha Lomismani Rabbanan Bein Heilaches. That's it. He quotes our Yerushalmi. So even if he never opened up Yerushalmi in Peya, Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes it. He opened up Yerushalmi in Peya. But that's number one. Also interesting, this reflects the fact that we're allowed to switch around letters. Think about this in any other language. In English. Oh yeah. Oh, B and Z are allowed to switch. What does that mean? No switch. There are letters. There are letters. You write a word a certain way. It's because there's magic in Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh is not just letters and words that were convention, that people decided to use these words and use these letters. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave certain codes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, gave Torah Shebaal Peh that certain letters are allowed to switch. And Sadi and Ayin could switch. Beya and Beitza, right? And Tuf and Shin could switch. There are letters that could switch. Where do you get that power from? From HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's the only inherent language. That's why it's called Lashon HaKodesh. Remember that Ramban? We've quoted various times. The Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. Why Lashon HaKodesh is called Lashon HaKodesh. So the Rambam says in Maror Nevuchim, because there are no, quote-unquote, inappropriate words in Lashon HaKodesh. Right? There's no word for the Aver HaZachar or the Aver HaNekeva. There's no word for a husband and wife being together. Bia, to enter in. There's no, right, Mei Raglayim, the water of the legs. Right? There's no separate words. So that's the Rambam. The Ramban argues, the Ramban at the beginning of Kisisa, on the pasuk of Bishekel HaKodesh, right, he talks about Lashon HaKodesh. And there he says, you know why it's Kodesh? Because Hashem speaks to the Nevi'im in Lashon HaKodesh. And Hashem created the world in Lashon HaKodesh. Kimei Ishlu Kachazos. There's something inherent. Rav Nevinzal writes in one of his Sfarim, we say it on Yontif, V'romamtanu Mikal Lashon. Lashon, the Lashon itself has certain inherent power. Certain inherent power. That's the, it's in Lamid Yud Gimel. Lamid says the Ramban. Hashem spoke to the Jewish people, every Navi. Hashem only speaks Hebrew. Hashem speaks Lashon HaKodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks Lashon HaKodesh. That itself could reflect this Kedusha. So Hashem makes the rules. So to say certain letters are allowed to switch, that's part of the way this language works. It's not just a language that we decide. It's the way the language works. Right, and that's also, again, we don't have time to go through it now, but if you look in the Gemara that talks about the code of the Jewish Aleph Beis, right, where's that? Shabbos Kuf Dalet. Kuf Dalet and Aleph, Kuf Dalet code. The code of the Jewish Aleph Beis, Kuf Dalet and Aleph. The Gemara goes through every single letter. Why does the Aleph look face this way and has two legs and the Beis is facing away from the Aleph? And why is all the letters of Sheker are wobbly? Right, Shin has a point at the bottom, and Kuf Reish are because Sheker doesn't stand. And MS, all the letters have two legs, Aleph and Mem and Tuf, because those are that stands. Koi. So every there's magic about every letter of the Aleph base. So when you have a line like this, Lo Mismanin Rabbanan, like they didn't withhold themselves because this is Lashon HaKodesh, and there are certain tools and secrets that are given over with the language. Okay, we'll see at the end if there's time to go through that Gemara. Shabbos Kuf Dalid Amid Aleph. That's a Gemara to take home. Let's continue. Says the Gemara Tini. Rabbi Aivu Barnagri Kumi Rabbi La. Right? Rabbi Ivu Bar Nagi said in the name of Rabbi Lod, Rabbi Yishmael said a brisa in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. We have two brisas here, as we'll see. And the way we're going to answer the brises is one is going to be Shammai, and one is going to be Silo. Remember, what's the machlokas? Be Shammai, Karam Ravai does not have full kedusha. That's why it doesn't have beer, it doesn't have chomesh, it has peret and ololos. Beis Hillel, it does have kedusha. So let's see. Im gol yigal ish bi ma'asro, chamishi so yosef alav. Right, if somebody redeems from his ma'asro, from his ma'aser sheni, chamishi, if they add on a fifth, ma chamishi so yosef alav. Alav prat, excluding netar ravai, shein al chayav alav chomesh. Excluding netar ravai. What's the exclusion from? So some say it's from the word alav, right, on it. On it, that's what the Pnei Moshe says, or maybe it means chamishi so, mi ma'asro, right? Both of those are exclusionary terms. So this pasuk is excluding, but this brisa is saying that Kerem Ravai does not have chomesh. That brisa is reflecting Beis Shammai Shita. The Chazar v'tana kumi, and there was another brisa that he said in front of him, that we darshim that double lashon of ga'ol yigat vim go yigal. Shtei gulos hein, achaz ma'aser sheni v'achaz netar ravai. Kerem Ravai does have a geula, does have a pidyon of a chomesh, just like Ma'aser Sheni, and therefore these two prices reflect Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Good. Taman Taninan. We learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Trumos in the third parak. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Lenachri Kerem Ravai. Non-Jew doesn't have Kerem Ravai. Non-Jews feel doesn't have Kerem Ravai. Right, that gets into the sugya we discussed earlier, I think, in this Masechta, about yesh or ein kinyon l'goy lafkiya midei maisrus, a goy's ownership. Does that remove kedusha? So ein l'nachri kerem revive, acham omer meishlo, acham say, no, it does have. Omer Ebelezer, Ebelezer says, keni masnisa, right, where Rabbi Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah, ein l'nachri kerem revai, kol iker. Rabbi Elazar says, when Rabbi Yehuda says there's no revive for a goy, anywhere. Kol Iker. What does that mean? Machlokas in the Mefarshim on the page. We'll go with Mara Fulda. Kol Iker. Lo Tema be'Eretz Yisrael. Kamar umishum yesh kinyan lagoy. It's not only in Eretz Yisrael does a goy's produce not have kedusha and doesn't have ravai. Ela afilu b'Surya. Even in Surya, in one of the add-on lands that, right, David HaMelech, question is, it's called Kibush Yachid. Discussion in the first parak in Gittin, why it is secondary, but it is definitely secondary. It does not have kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's an add-on. So even in Syria, which sometimes have mitzvahs midrabanan, right, there's no Kerem Ravai there. No Kerem Ravai in Syria. Maybe we'll talk about that soon. Let's just continue first. Rav Bibi Amar Kumi, Rabbi Zeh, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Lazar. Rav Bibi said, in the name of Rabbi Lazar, Asya de Rabbi Yehuda kebe Shammai. So what do we have here? Rav Bibi is going to parallel Beis Shammai in our Mishnah in Peah and Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah in Trumas. What does Beis Shammai say in our Mishnah? Beis Shammai says, Kerem Ravai doesn't have real Kedusha, full Kedusha regarding Chomesh and Biur and Peret and Ololos. What does Rav Yehuda say in that Mishnah of Trumos? That Kerem Ravai is similar to Ma'aser Sheni regarding Surya. Just like there's no Ma'aser Sheni in Surya, so there's no Kerem Ravai in Surya. Again, what did Beis Shammai say? It's like Ma'aser Sheni. Just like there's no Ma'aser Sheni in Shemitah, according to the first opinion, or just like there's no Ma'aser, it's not compared to Ma'aser Sheni at all, according to the Shulchan Gamliel. Okay, so we'll see. Now let's read it. All Daite to Rebbe. Oh, right. It says Beferish that we're within Rebbe's Beis Shammai. Remember Rebbe's Beis Shammai? That was the first opinion that we had on Samakim Lama Beis. Rebbe's Beis Shammai was Beis Shammai is talking about Shemitah. And therefore, we compare Kerem Ravai to Ma'aser Sheni. Just like there's no Ma'aser Sheni during Shemitah, there's no Kerem Ravai during Shemitah. We compare the two. And we're going to compare that Beis Shammai to Rebbe Yehuda. Just like there's no Ma'aser Sheni in Surya, there's not going to be Kerem Ravai in Surya. That's what Rebbe is going to do. He's going to parallel Beis Shammai in our Mishnah, Rebbe's Beis Shammai in our Mishnah, to Rebbe Yehuda in the Mishnah in Shumos. That's what we're going to do for the next six lines. Here we go. Al daite de Rebbe, command de Beis Shammai Amri, just like Beis Shammai says, lo lamdu netar avai elabi Ma'aser Sheni. We learn netar avai from nothing else except for Ma'aser Sheni. Command de temar in Ma'aser Sheni b'shvias, just like there's no Ma'aser Sheni during Shemitah. V'dichvasa, and similarly, a netar avai b'shvias. Right, that's how Rebbe understood Beis Shammai Shita. Kein Rebbe Yehuda Omer, so too Rebbe Yehuda in the Mishnah Trumas. Lo lamdu neter ravai elami ma'aser sheni. We compare the two. Kemad the teber and ma'aser sheni b'Suria. Just like there's no ma'aser sheni in Syria. V'dechvase neter ravai b'Suria. So no neter ravai in Syria. So we compare the two. Rav Bibi compares again Beis Shammai of our Mishnah according to Rabbi, and Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah in Shrumis. Good. Omar Le. So who was talking here? Reb Zera answers Rav Bibi. Reb Zera answers Rav Bibi. Omar Le Chamim Ma Amar. Right. Look what you said. Lo Amar Ella Ein Lo Chomish VeEin Lo Biur Hashar Kala Dvarim Yeshlo. Wait a second. You can't compare. Beis Shammai in our Mishnah, remember what we said? Beis Shammai in our Mishnah doesn't say there's no Kedusha at all. Right? You have to take it to Yerushalayim. It just means it's more limited. There's no Biur, there's no Chomesh, but it still has Kedusha somewhat. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein L'Nachri Kerem Ravai B'Suria. Rabbi Yehuda in that Mishnah Truma says it has no Kedusha. So, in Surya. Right? So, you can't compare the two exactly. Right? Kerem Ravai in Surya and Kerem Ravai during the Shemitah year in Eretz Yisrael are not exactly the same. Says Reb Zera back to Rabibi. You can't compare. In Syria, there is no Kedusha. You don't have to bring that up to Yerushalayim. And during Shemitah, you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. So therefore, you can't make that comparison. Period. Let's just finish the conversation. Shmuel bar Abba boi ha Beis Shammai omrim lo lamdu neter avai elam ma'aser sheni. So Shmuel bar Abba says the following. Again, you learn neter according to Beis Shammai. You learn it from ma'aser sheni. Kama detemar ein ma'aser sheni b'shvius v'dechvasa ein neter avai b'shvius v'dechvasa. But now let's keep going. According to Rebbe's Beis Shammai, you want to compare the two? What did he say? There's no ma'aser sheni during Shemitah, so there's no ravai during Shemitah. Okay. What about during the third and the sixth year? There's no Ma'aser Sheni then either. So is there no Ravai during the third and the sixth year? Right, again, if the produce that I planted the fourth year, the Kerem Ravai year happens to be the third or the sixth year, right, we know there's Ma'aser Ani, there's no Ma'aser Sheni in the third and the sixth year. So if it defas a shlishis v'shishis, ho v'ein b'ein Ma'aser Sheni, lo yehe b'en net Ravai. If you, ask Shmuel bar Abba, if you, Rebbe in Beis Shammai, if you are comparing Kerem Ravai to Ma'aser Sheni, so, and you're saying just like during Shemitah there's no Ma'aser Sheni, so there's no Ravai during Shemitah, so go one step further. Just like there's no Ma'aser Sheni in the third and the sixth year, so there shouldn't be Kerem Ravai in the third and the sixth year. Right? If you're going full force in your Gzeira Shava. So the Gemara answers at a fascinating line, and again, this requires much elaboration, which we don't have time for now, but it's a great question to think about. Amar Reb Yossi, Reb Yossi says, no, come on. Shlishis v'shishis, avo b'she'en b'hem ma'aser sheni, yesh b'hem ma'aser ani. It's a year of ma'aseros. Yes, it's switched, but it's still a year of ma'aseros. So you can't, Kerem Ravai is like ma'aser sheni, and there's no ma'aser sheni. There is a ma'aser during the third and the sixth year. That's not a fair comparison. Shviyas ain't b'hem ma'aser kolikar. During Shemitah, there's no ma'aseros at all. So if we're going to compare Kerem Ravai to ma'aser sheni, there's no ma'aseros during Shemitah at all. So there's no Kerem, there's no Ravai during Shemitah at all. During the third and the sixth year, Ma'aser Ani takes the place of Ma'aser Sheni. So what's the relationship between that? Are they're two different worlds. Ma'aser Ani has no Kedusha for sure. It's a different type of mitzvah. Right? Ma'aser Sheni, I eat in Yerushalayim. Ma'aser Ani, I have to give to the Ani. It's very different mitzvahs. But why does it take the place? Why is that only 1 year? Again, if the Gzeiras HaKasev, that this is the structure, the agricultural mitzvos structure. But it's fascinating that the Gemara here gives this parallel. One ha'ara to mention that I wanted to mention before. The Gemara mentioned that there's no Kerem Ravai possibly in Syria. No Kerem Ravai. So there's Arla in Syria. There's Arla even in Chutz La'aretz, but there's no Ravai. So there is a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. Maybe we'll talk about this we've spoken about this a while ago, about whether there's Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. The Halakha should be seen as only this Arla in Chutz La'aretz. Is there Ravai in Chutz La'aretz? That's an interesting machlokas. Machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim in Hilchot Macholos Asuros. But just al pi machshava, the Ramban, I wanted to mention this yesterday, I ran out of time. The Ramban discusses, the basis for Ravai. What's the svara for? Wrong one. What's the basis for Ravai, the Tamei HaMitzvahs? So Ramban says, well, really, it's connected to Arla. We want to give the best stuff the first stuff to Hashem from our fields, but the best stuff doesn't grow right away. The first couple of years, a tree grows, so it's kind of paltry and it's inferior. So the first, but we want to give the first stuff to Hashem. So what do? Figure by the fourth year, things have grown well. So you wait 3 years where it doesn't really grow so much, and that's our law. The fourth year, that's Ravai. You have to bring that and celebrate with Hashem in Yerushalayim. So Ravai is really connected to our law in a machshava level. The reason it's the fourth year is because the first 3 years doesn't really produce. So it's Alpi Machshava that Arla and Ravai always go together. But it's interesting here, you don't have to say that, that's just Alpi Machshava. Here you have a case in Chutz La'aretz that there is Arla, but there might not be Ravai. There's no Ravai here, according to Rabbi Yehuda from the Mishnah in Maseches Trumas. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but again, the Gemara will continue. But that last line that we had has to be focused on, and we have to get back to at some point, the relationship between Maaser Ani and Maaser Sheni, right? That how could it take the place of it if it's very, it's a very different type of matana. Okay, but that's the next time we'll pick up with the Samachay.